This is a dictation for Alyssa Cook, Alyssacook, COOK. Date of service is 10/10/2025. Date of birth is 5/16/2004. Date of accident 5/24/2024. The patient was traveling as a passenger on the left side when she was involved in an automobile accident. It was a rear-ending accident. The impact caused her various episodes of severe headaches, TBI symptoms, pain in the neck, lower back, and the left knee, essentially. Currently, her pain is 5 to 6 in the neck area, and lower back is 7 to 8. Left knee is 8 to 9. She does have some difficulty in walking up and down or stairs, difficulty in sleeping, severe panic, anxiety is reported, and headaches are slightly better. No radiation of pain is reported. Patient has had a MRI which showed avulsion fracture of the left foot, a tiny, shallow midline protrusion of C5-6, and contusion of the posterior root of the lateral meniscus in the MRI of the knee, left knee, along with patellar tendon, lateral femoral condyle friction syndrome, subtle joint effusion, patellar maltracting. And in the lumbar spine, there is a disc herniation of L5-S1 and facet hypertrophy from L2-3 to L5-S1. And the patient was advised that injections of facet joints can help, one or two sets of it, and also the epidural injection to the lumbar spine, one or two, and maybe one injection to the neck if it bothers her, or cervical epidural with steroid. Currently, our pain levels are reported to be between 6 and 8, and the ADLs are of facet 8. The patient reports 50% improvement so far with the current treatment, which is conservative. Kindly review the records for the ADL and for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and the compliance history. Rest of the exam will remain the same. Vital signs are as follows: blood pressure 135 over 84, pulse 62, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam is the same. Patient number 0917-009. Plan is to continue physical therapy to the left knee, neck and the lower back, 2 times a week. Patient is still off work, housework replacement transportation. Our MAPs are reviewed. Medications are provided as follows: Mobic, 7.5 mg twice a day. Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Mobic was for anti-inflammatory effect. SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram 50 mg twice a day for PR and for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg for severe anxiety, panic, and depression that patient is going through due to her recent rape case. Allowable 50 mg at night for sleep. And Lyrica 50 mg BID for nerve pain. Lidocaine ointment 5% for topical pain relief. It was advised to have an injection to the left knee, but she declined. Patient was provided a brace for the knee, as the previous neck knee brace has broken. And a tense unit was provided for muscle script. Thank you. You'll be seen in 30 days.